Technicians with the University of Alaska's Office of Information Technology worked into the evening Wednesday to restore internet connectivity and phone service at the state's three main campuses that were knocked out by an electrical mishap in the facility on the UAF campus where the network's servers were based.
Around 9:30, there were some contractors working in the Butrovich building on the battery backup system, and something happened to cause a short in the building electrical system. That, in turn, brought down our network.
UAF spokeswoman Marmion Grimes says the short circuit disrupted the statewide university system's voice-over internet protocol-based phone system. It also took down servers that host campus websites, as well as Blackboard, the system's online distance learning service, and internal administrative services like UA Online.
So things like many university websites, the record system that we have at the university, those things were down as well.
University of Alaska Anchorage spokeswoman Kirsten Olmsted says UAA's website was among those that went dark for a few hours.
We've had issues affecting multiple UA systems, and our IT call center reported that that was Gmail, Blackboard, Banner, UA Online, and other related services.
The outage kept the UAF Geophysical Institute's Earthquake Information Center from receiving input from its sensors arrays statewide, says spokeswoman Sue Mitchell.
They were not able to receive data from the earthquake sensors that we have. And they were, of course, also not able to push data out to their partners.
Mitchell says no data was lost because the Earthquake Information Center records all input from its sensors. And she says some of that function could, in a pinch, be handled by the Alaska Volcano Observatory, which was not affected. Karen Schmidt, dean of UA South's School of Arts and Sciences, thinks Southeast campuses weren't as widely affected as others in the system. But she says Blackboard, the distance learning service, was down.
About half our instruction's online, so I think probably there will be inconvenience to students and faculty.
UAF's Summer Sessions and Lifelong Learning Director Michelle Bartlett also was worried about last night's online summer classes.
I mean, the students are, you know, they're going to be dialing in, and there's going to be nothing there for them. And we can't even communicate with them.
Bartlett says the outage gave her and coworkers a chance to catch up on some decidedly analog work offline.
It's like things have ground to a halt, and it's a chance to clean up desks, clean out files, do things that we've been putting off. You know, it's sort of like deferred maintenance.
The UA Office of Information Technology had restored almost all phone service and internet connectivity by Wednesday evening. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.